We're joined by none other than the New York Jets' finest defensive lineman, Leonard Williams. What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's training camp treating you so far?
It's been great so far going into our third week. We got Atlanta Falcons coming up Friday, and, you know, we're trying to prepare some of the guys, you know, for this game. You know, the vets don't play as much in these preseason games, but, you know, we're trying to show that it's an important, you know, preseason is important for everybody, so we're trying to work hard still.
You know what I like about this guy, and you kind of joked about it before we got on the air, looks like he got taller.
Yep.
Every single year we come here, and for the last, I think, 3 years since he was drafted, and every single year I come back and he looks like he got in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a guy who takes this serious and knows that this season, especially now with, you know, everyone on that defensive line essentially gone, that you're the guy. And how has that been so far? Is this somewhere you just know now that, you know, vocally that you need to be the guy on that line?
Yeah, you know, sometimes people ask me, do you feel pressure to be a leader and stuff like that? And then I kind of tell them that, no, there's no pressure because, you know, I've been at the bottom. I've been able to see you guys lead. I've been able to work my way up to, you know, to the position I'm in now. And, you know, I wasn't just thrown into a position to where, like, all of a sudden I have to lead. It's just something that you worked your way up to. And, you know, guys, I think I've earned my respect from my teammates now, my coaches, the locker room, the fans and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm also not a really huge vocal guy, but when I do step up to say something, since I don't speak often, when I do say something, you know, guys really respect it. And okay, Leo's saying something right now, so let's listen to what he has to say. And, you know, also, like you said, with the guys being gone, I also don't have too much pressure because, you know, we have leaders like Steve McClendon in there now, and he comes from a great program, from Steelers, from where he was before the Jets, and, you know, he brings a lot to the table as well.
Leo, we had Ty Bowles on a little bit earlier, and he talked about some of the improvements that you've made in your game, understanding scheme a little more, and mm-hmm. then being able to have better block recognition. What are some of the things you've worked on this offseason to improve in those areas?
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that's improved my game this year so far, and I see it a lot in camp. You know, it's just block recognition, play recognition, is seeing the back in the backfield. Is he tight, or is he in a child alignment? Just reading pass and run, and, you know, reading the O-lineman stance. Like, if they're tight on my side, I feel like they're going to try to scoop block me. Or if they're wide and he's giving that guard a little bit of room to try to reach block me. You know, just reading, like, little details like that. And I think it just comes with maturity, comes with age, comes with, you know, just time being in the league and experience and all that. You know, I've been in the league for a long time. I've been watching, well, not a long time. I'm going into my fourth year.
Feels like a long time.
But it also went by quick, though. So, but just being able to learn from guys that's been here before me and watching film and learning how to watch film. Like, I see some guys just try to put in a lot of time and just putting in extra time on film and stuff like that. But I don't think just watching a lot of film helps. I think just learning how to watch film helps. So, you know, sometimes if you guys are just you think you're putting in a lot of hours and time and film is helping, but it's just really you got to learn how to watch film.
So who are some of the people that have helped you in that aspect of it, like just teaching you how to watch film and going through the different cut-ups and trying to get little tidbits of information? Who are some of the people that have worked with you?
Well, Damon Harrison actually was like the first guy who helped me when I first got here. And, you know, whenever we're not on the field and I'm standing on the sideline next to Damon Harrison, like, he'll point things out to me, like, look at that tackle's left foot. You see how his heel is not in the ground? He's about to start kick and it's about to be a pass or something like that. And then, like, he's like, okay, if his heel is on the ground, then it's going to be a run or something like that. You know, it's like small little details like that. That and then now Steve McClendon, he's you know, he's going into his 10th year. He's been doing this for a long time, so he does a lot of extra work on his body, a lot of extra work in the film room and stuff like that. So he's been definitely a big part of teaching me how to watch film.
And Leo, I guess when I'm looking at this Jets defense and all the investments that have been made in draft capital on that side of the ball, do you feel like you guys have a lot of responsibility in terms of being a big part of why this team is going to be successful this season?
Definitely. I mean, the offense has a big part of it as well. They've definitely grown as a team, and we've grown as a team, and the offense has grown. But at the same time, defense, since I've been a part of this team, since college, since whenever, I think we've always been the type of people that, you know, we're going to put it on our backs, you know. No matter what type of pieces we have on defense or offense or, you know, not that we're not trusting in the other parts of our team, but it's just like we're always going to be like, okay, put it on our shoulders, you know. Let's take the weight. let's take the load, you know, let's do the dirty work and stuff like that. So, but like you said, also we have a lot of great pieces on the defense now, and you know, we have True, Claiborne, our two safeties. They're both young, but they play great. You know, D. Lee, he's a good leader, quarterback of the defense.
Terrific teeth, too, he just bought.
Outstanding.
What's that? Terrific
outstanding
teeth, he just bought.
Oh, yeah. He's an outstanding. He's a pretty good smile. Yeah, but, I mean, so far, we're all pretty young, but we play fast, and we play together, and I think that's what the biggest part is, playing together. You know, I've been on great teams before in college, since high school, and, you know, you can have a lot of great pieces, but if you guys don't play together, you're not going to go anywhere.
Isn't that the amazing thing, though? And I'm glad you brought that up, because I used to – so my first year, so I left school, and then I went and I played a year in the minors. You guys don't obviously have that. You go right to the NFL. So, and I always tell people, because they ask me what my experience, like, how was the NHL compared to the, you know, the minors? And I said, I wish I could take that atmosphere, like that locker room atmosphere, and bring it to the NHL. Like, that's one of the, isn't that one of the hardest things, like, in college? It's just naturally you have this kind of team
camaraderie.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's tough to get that in an NFL locker room.
It's tougher to get in the NFL, I think, because in college, everyone's in the same pretty, like, much age realm. Everyone's close in age, so it's, like, easy to, like, be friends with people and, like, do the same type of things on and off the field. Whereas, like, in the NFL, you know, some guys are, like, 10 years older than you. They have a family, wife, and kids, and then, like, everyone has their own, like, different lifestyle outside of football. So it's a little bit tougher, but I definitely love the direction of this team. You know, we've been doing push-ups and stuff like that, and it's, like, small things like that where we make a penalty and the whole defense has to do push-ups, and we're all doing it together. You know, just trying to do as much things as possible together, you know, makes us a team. And I think I'm definitely loving it.
Well, I mean, it looked like you guys are having fun. I remember you guys are dancing and everyone loved that. You guys,
yeah. Thursday night game against the Bills.
But as a Jets fan, that's what you want to see. I mean, we know at some point, with, like you mentioned, all the talent on this defense, it's going to be a dominant defense, and it's going to be a reason why we win football games. So to see you guys have that kind of team camaraderie, and you to emerge as a leader, and, you know, like you mentioned, Darren Lee and Jamal Adams and Marcus May, it's exciting. I know people look at you and, you know, we were pumped when we got you. I mean, as far as we knew going into that draft, you were the best player in that draft, and somehow you found your way to the New York Jets. And people just look at stats, right? And they look at, you know Leonard had a down year because he didn't have the sack production.
But
your job is way more important than that.
Yeah.
I mean, is there something that you've done during this offseason or a focus that you've, you know, going to be something where you can get more of that production sack-wise?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the main thing is just staying, like, keep doing what I've been doing that was good and working for me. Just keep doing that. But then also, like, I think what I focus on mainly is, like, not adding so much to my game, but just taking away some things that just weren't working away from my game. So not making it so complicated and just taking some things away. Like, okay, if I'm getting tired in the fourth quarter and I'm putting my hands on my hips, or if I'm getting off the ball a little bit slow, or, like, something like details, or if I'm, like, messing up on a technique later in the fourth quarter or something like that, like, how can I clean that up? So, you know, just staying conditioned, and, you know, we've been doing a good job of it in camp so far, is keeping me out there as long as possible, like, to make me push through that tiredness and that fatigue and stuff like that. And it's a lot that goes into it, but I don't want to add too much to my game. I just want to take away some things that aren't working.
Leonard, some comments came out from Jamal Adams about what he said the locker room and the culture was like when he stepped in a year ago. Now, I don't want you to go into that. I want you to more so focus on how you've seen the culture for this team change over the course of the last couple of seasons.
I mean, I trust McKagan. I trust Bowles. And, you know, I love Coach Bowles as a coach, as a guy. And, you know, he's definitely a player's coach. We relate to him. If I'm on the sideline next to him, I could talk to him as if he's a regular person. You know, I'm not intimidated from him being above me as a head coach and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm just proud of the direction we've been taking. You know, a lot of people talk about how young we are and stuff like that, but, you know, this program has definitely been turning around with them in charge. And, you know, I love the camaraderie. I love the team. I love the, you know, the guys that are here and the pieces that we have. And, you know, everyone's pushing each other. Everyone's striving for greatness, and that's what I like the most is, you know, definitely on hard days like this, it's like we have guys that will step up and bring the team up and be like, okay, I know it's a hard day. I know it's hot, but let's keep pushing. Let's not just be out here just to be out here. Like, let's get better, you know? So I love the direction, man.
You got to have guys that love football, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we have. Like Jamal Adams, he comes out here with so much passion. And then D. Lee, he just wants to be a leader of the defense, and he wants to be great. great. And, you know, we have so many pieces like that on the team. I can, like, keep pointing out so many different guys, but, you know, the list is long, and we have great guys on the team.
You ever joke with D-Lee and put, like, a salt lick or, like, a carrot in his locker with those big, giant teeth now?
With D-Lee? I haven't thought about that, but I want to now.
Careful now. He's right over there. Just saying. He's right there. He's hearing everything that you're saying. Just putting it on out there.
All right, last one for me. So I asked Todd Bowles about this, and this is going to affect you the most because you're on the defensive side of the ball. As far as the new rules are concerned,
yeah.
Do you fully understand? I mean, you're going to be in the trenches. So, I mean, you're going to be the one involved with the running backs and everything else. Do you fully understand that? Are you expecting now during the preseason to get there'll be a lot more calls? Like, have they told you guys that already?
Yeah, I've actually already seen some of the calls that have been made in preseason. They called some on us in the green and white game.
It's not easy.
It's definitely not easy, especially like when this is a full speed game. You know, it's hard to try to adjust your body or positioning sometimes when you're going to make a play.
And you're 6'6"?
Yeah, exactly. But we had refs come to the facility and we had a meeting about it, and they went over all the rules, and the officials answered questions for the team and stuff like that. And I actually asked a question about the helmet rule. Because they were saying that a helmet can't make contact, initial contact on a tackle. So I was saying, like, how do you make a tackle then? And, but he's basically saying if your face is up and you're like, I don't know. I guess you just can't put your head down.
Yeah, but
like
here's what I don't understand. Here's what I understand, though. Okay, look at the size of you. Look at the size of you. Right?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to go and tackle somebody, the way that they're trying to tell you to tackle, your head up to the side like this,
yeah,
I'm going to blow a pec. I'm going to blow a bicep.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have guys catch the ball. I was saying this to Chris. The natural reaction for me, if I'm catching a ball and you're coming to tackle me,
yeah,
I'm going to turtle up. My head's going to lower.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do if you're running full speed? Now you're going to move your head to adjust to the level I just went to?
It's exactly. Impossible. Plus, there's also so many great running backs in this league. Sometimes if you try to adjust your body and like, we call that an arm tackle. Like, they don't want you to do that. They want you to wrap them up, put your face on them. You know, if you try to tackle some of these running backs with one shoulder, they're going to break that tackle, you know? So, it's definitely a hard rule. We'll see how far it goes and, you know, how long it lasts. And, you know, I don't know. It's going to be tough on defense.
It's going to be interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, Leo, we appreciate you coming on with us. We know you got to get ready for practice. And, of course, that big fireball in the sky
is out there.
You got to make sure you hydrate, get some electrolytes, and get ready to go.
Thank you.
All right, good luck this season,
sir. Thank you,
my man. Appreciate it.